Hey, Yael, did you know that the Earth is like a pregnant woman?
Is this one of your jokes, Don?
No, I'm serious. Geologists can look at rocks deep beneath the surface using sound, just like a doctor uses an ultrasound machine to see a developing baby.
Really?
Ultrasounds and seismic waves are both types of sound waves, and they need a medium like air, liquid, or rock to travel through. Because of that, when they come to a boundary between two substances, some of the sound gets reflected. With medical ultrasound, the waves reflect off the surface of the baby's body. There are two types of seismic waves. P waves travel through liquids and solids, and S waves only travel through solids. When they hit boundaries between different substances, they change directions, showing the Earth's structure. The Earth is its own ultrasound machine. All scientists have to do is record when and where the waves occur.
So, what have scientists found? No baby Earths, I hope.
No, they haven't found babies, but they have found other things.
Like what?
Scientists measuring layers of rock in an area of the Pacific floor called the Nankai Trough discovered why earthquakes triggered tsunamis from that area. A major fault runs from 6 miles deep right up to the sea floor. When an earthquake happens there, the fault lets the seafloor move up and down, creating large waves. Other scientists in the San Francisco Bay Area have mapped the area to determine where faults are located and where earthquakes will occur.
So scientists are using sound to estimate where and when earthquakes and tsunamis will be born.
Exactly right.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University.
There are hundreds more moments of science on our website at amomentofscience.org. where you can also view videos and sign up for podcasts. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.